You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. It's your host, Katie Zaccardi, and today's episode is short and sweet, but it's a clip from an Instagram, IGTV, I should say, that I did on confidence and showing to promote yourself, showing up to maybe start a new venture, coaching, or teaching. And even if you're not going to do that, it's a good pep talk in being able to just show up confidently in your music career, because it's easy to let imposter syndrome sort of take over and feel like people are better than you or you're not good enough to really put yourself out there. But you are. So today I'm going to give you a little bit of a pep talk and hopefully you'll have some gems that you can take away and move forward with so that you feel really, really confident implementing a new stream of income, showing up to promote your music, and doing what you need to do. As always, let me know what your takeaways from this episode were over on Instagram by screenshotting it and tagging me at Katie Zaccardi or just shooting me a DM. And you'll hear me talk about it in this episode, but you can now sign up for the free challenge I am doing with Bree Noble on the three steps to launch your new stream of income this summer. So you can sign up for that by heading to katiezaccardi.com/free challenge. All right, let's dive into the episode. So you want to start to coach or teach, but you're having a little bit of imposter syndrome come up. You know it would be a great new stream of income to add to your business, but you're not sure if you're qualified enough to actually do it or if people will take you seriously. Let's talk about it. Now, this is a little bit of imposter syndrome that's coming up, and we want to turn that imposter syndrome into confidence so that you can confidently go out there and launch your new offer. Now, the one thing that you need to know if you are thinking about starting to coach or teach is that you only need to be 10 steps ahead of your ideal client or student. So there's a couple of different ways you can go about this. Maybe your ideal client is basically like an old version of you, you know, you right at the beginning of your music career, or you right at the beginning of your wellness journey, who was super stressed out or didn't know what to do to release music or move forward. And now you've done the thing, you've learned how to do it, you've overcome a problem, you've overcome a challenge, and you know what you didn't know before. Well, you can teach past you, in the form of different clients, how to do what you've learned. Now, maybe you even went to school to study this. Maybe you went to school and you studied how to teach people voice. You know, that doesn't have to be a version of past you that your ideal client or student is. It can just be that your ideal client or student is someone who doesn't know what you know about voice or wants to learn voice. So you don't have to be the expert. I say this a lot. I've said it a lot on podcasts, but for example, when I went to go get my yoga teacher training, I didn't know how to do a headstand or a handstand or any of those fancy poses. And I was like, can I do this? You know, can I teach people how to do yoga if I am not at the end point of yoga? Now, first of all, there is no end point. There's no end point in yoga. There's no end point in music career. There's no end point in business coaching. We can always learn more and we can always get better. So if you're trying to wait until you get to a certain point or a certain end point or whatever until you're qualified enough or good enough to do it, that's a waste of time. Start now, because there is no endpoint where you'll finally be ready or where you'll finally be confident. You have to create that within yourself. So if you feel the imposter syndrome coming up, I want you to ask yourself, where is that coming from? If you feel like there's genuinely something else that you need to learn or know or maybe get certified in before you can actually teach that thing, then go do that. For instance, with yoga, usually they don't recommend people just go and teach it without a certification unless you've been doing it for years and sort of like unofficially trained with someone, because you're dealing with people's bodies. Same with voice. You know, you might not want to teach voice if you've never done it before and you have no understanding about the actual instrument and body part of the voice. But if you know, in that case, you would go and maybe seek out a training so you can be qualified to do it. But if you know that you have really nailed down a release strategy and you could teach people that, or branding or marketing, and you don't really need to be certified to do that, you just need to have the skills and the knowledge to guide people as necessary, then do it, right? But if there's something that's holding you back from feeling confident, like tangible, then go out and seek out that certification or seek out that knowledge so that you can feel really confident. However, if what's holding you back is just this idea that like people won't take you seriously or you're not good enough or people out there have more experience than you and maybe you're comparing yourself to others, know that that's not true. You are more experienced than the person who's behind you and they could use your help. You don't have to be at that finish line. So here's a little quick pep talk for you. And if you're ready to launch your new offer, make sure that you go join our free challenge that's happening. You can take the quiz to find out what offer is best for your business by heading to katiezaccardi.com/quiz and then sign up for the free challenge at katiezaccardi.com/free challenge, where myself and Bree Noble are going to be teaching you the 3-step process to launch your offer. So now that you feel really confident, you're ready to actually start your business, you're not gonna self-sabotage anymore, and you know that you can really step into this new stream of income and bring in more money in your business by starting to coach or teach, it's time to launch that offer. And in this free challenge, we're going to teach you how to do exactly that. So sign up for the free challenge by heading to katiezaccardi.com/free challenge. Let me know in the comments what kind of offer you will be launching or any big takeaways or breakthroughs you had from this video. And I can't wait to see you guys inside of the free challenge. Talk to y'all soon.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Bowie, Dylan, Marley. You've heard the names and maybe you've heard their songs, but what about the stories behind the records that made titans of music like these so universally loved and important? Join me, Josh Adam Myers, host of The 500, as each week I go through a different album from Rolling Stone Magazine's 500 Greatest Albums list from 2012 with an incredible lineup of comedians, actors, and musicians talking about how the music has impacted their lives. New episodes of The 500 come out every Wednesday. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.